years that I was just broken, instead of not broken, but actually just gay, is because I could not connect the whole and complicated and mundane and interconnected day-to-day life that I had as a human and that I knew that adults had. I could not connect that with the one-dimensional caricatures that were the only thing I had ever heard about gay people. And when I met Mouse and Mona and Anna Madrigal and all their friends, and their sometimes salacious and sometimes mundane but always interconnected full lives and their storylines, that changed. Tales of the City is something that once it draws you in, you never want it to end. But for you, you lucky dog, it is about to begin.
It's an odd thing, but anyone who disappears is said to be seen in San Francisco. Oscar Wilde. Taking the plunge. Mary Ann Singleton was 25 years old when she saw San Francisco for the first time. She came to the city alone for an 8-day vacation. On the fifth night, she drank 3 Irish coffees at the Buena Vista, realized that her mood ring was blue, and decided to phone her mother in Cleveland. "Hi, Mom, it's me." "Oh, darling, your daddy and I were just talking about you. There was this crazy man on McMillan and Wife who was strangling all these secretaries, and I just couldn't help think, Mom." "I know, just crazy old Mom worrying herself sick over nothing, but you never can tell about those things. Look at that poor Patty Hearst locked up in that closet with all those awful..." "Mom, long distance. Oh, yes. You must be having a grand time. God, you wouldn't believe it. The people here are so friendly, I feel like I've..." "Have you been to the top of the mark like I told you?" "Not yet." "Well, don't you dare miss that. You know your daddy took me there when he got back from the South Pacific. I remember he slipped the band leader $5 so we could dance to Moonlight Serenade, and I spilled Tom Collins all over his beautiful white navy..." "Mom, I want you to do me a favor." "Of course, darling. Just listen to me. Oh, before I forget it, I ran into Mr. Lasseter yesterday at the Ridgemont Mall, and he said the office is just falling apart with you gone. They don't get many good secretaries at Lasseter Fertilizers." "Mom, that's sort of why I called." "Yes, darling?" "I want you to call Mr. Lasseter and tell him I won't be in on Monday morning." "Oh, Marianne, I'm not sure you should ask for an extension on your vacation." "It's not an extension, Mom." "Well, then why..." "I'm not coming home, Mom." Silence. Then, dimly in the distance, a television voice began to tell Marianne's father about the temporary relief of hemorrhoids. Finally, her mother spoke. "Don't be silly, darling." "Mom, I'm not being silly. I like it here. It feels like home already." "Marianne, if there's a boy..." "There's no boy. I've thought about this for a long time." "Don't be ridiculous. You've been there 5 days. "Mom, I know how you feel, but..." "Well, it's got nothing to do with you and Daddy. I just want to start making my own life, have my own apartment and all." "Oh, that. Well, darling, of course you can. As a matter of fact, your daddy and I thought those new apartments out at Ridgemont might be just perfect for you. They take lots of young people, and they've got a swimming pool and a sauna, and I could make some of those darling curtains like I made for Sonny and Vicky when they got married. You could have all the privacy you..." "You aren't listening, Mom. I'm trying to tell you I'm a grown woman." "Well, act like it then. You can't just run away from your family and friends to go live with a bunch of hippies and mass murderers." "You've been watching too much TV." "Okay. Then what about the horoscope?" "What?" "The horoscope. That crazy man. The killer." "Mom, the zodiac." "Same difference. And what about earthquakes?" "I saw that movie, Marianne, and I nearly died when Ava Gardner..." "Will you just call Mr. Lasseter for me?" Her mother began to cry. "You won't come back. I just know it." "Mom, please, I will. I promise."
"But you won't be the same."
"No, I hope not." When it was over, Marianne left the bar and walked through Aquatic Park to the bay. She stood there for several minutes in a chill wind, staring at the beacon on Alcatraz. She made a vow not to think about her mother for a while. Back at the Fisherman's Wharf Holiday Inn,